If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Do we start with what's with, or do we normally end with it, don't we?
Yeah.
I'll do one real quick. I thought of Steve when I saw this story.
I thought we quit doing what's with.
What?
Oh.
What's with quitting what's with? I don't
Who
think
said
so,
that,
Steve.
I it was just a dream I had.
Steve, are you still playing the pickleball?
I don't play nearly as much as my wife would like for me to.
But she still plays the pickleball,
She
right?
plays paddle. It's a difference, paddle
what's
tennis.
What's the difference?
It's paddle is actually an outdoor sport, but it's like tennis, but you play it off the screen and... It's a bigger court.
It's basically all the same thing.
It's not the same.
Well, this is exciting, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Pickleball movie is coming to a theater near you.
Hot
a pickleball
dog.
Movie.
Oh, yeah, no. Apple Original Films has acquired worldwide rights to...
What'd they get?
Worldwide rights
okay.
to...
Pickle...
Did I not say it correctly or something?
The pickle picture. The pickle...
It's called The Dink, a new sports comedy directed by Josh Greenbaum. And starring Jake Johnson. You guys know Jake Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, good
from
old Jake.
New Girl. If you saw him, you'd know him.
I think they should only feature people over the age of 60 because that seems to be the players.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah. It's a comedy directed by Josh Greenbaum, as previously stated during my temp check story, Mary.
Who's starting
I didn't
in
hear
it?
You say a
Ben
comedy.
Stiller is a producer and co-star. Some other stars in this, Ed Harris, Patton Oswalt. Sometime later this year it will be released, but Apple has the rights to... The Dink, a new sports comedy, which centers around pickleball. It's an old washed-up tennis pro who's desperate to save a struggling club and earn his father's respect. He's compelled to break a sacred vow and do the unthinkable, play pickleball.
Right, this sounds like dodgeball.
Mm. Yes, it does.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Saving the gym.
It's
going
to be a kind of a different level than dodgeball.
It's going to be a lot of hits in certain areas, I'm sure.
Like the backcourt? Or the front court.
Areas of the body.
Both courts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and Kevin, is Scottie Scheffler just going to win everything? Is he winning this weekend?
He's five off the lead. They started early today because there was some weather rolling through Atlanta. But top 30 players remaining. And yeah, he's a machine. But not in the lead. Tommy Fleetwood, Russell Henley leading the field.
Okay. Steve, you're up next.
Well, I kind of like to test my reflexes and everything. And I was at coffee with this person today. And you ever try to catch a bug when it's in front of you?
Yes.
Do you ever have any luck doing it?
No.
It's kind of hard, right?
I can't even catch a mosquito sometimes or those little gnats. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely can't catch a tick.
Kevin, you're pretty
I can
agile.
In my belly.
Yeah, you often don't succeed when you try to catch a fly.
No, so today I was having coffee with this person and the bug was kind of bugging me and is it like just arm's length? So I reached out and I...
You got it?
Well, you never know right away. You have to open your hand, right?
Right.
So my buddy goes, did you get it? And I opened my hand, and there it was. And that's when it started to sting me.
Oh, it was a bee?
Steve?
I knew it was a bee. I don't know why I did it. I caught a bee.
And then you got stung on the hand?
I got stung on the hand, on my right hand.
And
wow. You got fly problems. Now you got
tick
bee problems.
Problems.
You got spider problems.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, what were you? And, I just was like... I don't know what I thought.
It was those cat-like reflexes. You're like, poof.
I know. It was pretty impressive.
You're like Spider-Man, Steve.
But then I opened my hand. I'm like, yeah, I did catch. Ah! And then I can't get it off my hand because, well, it's involved with its stinger. So I'm like shaking
involved.
My hand.
Were you in a restaurant?
It was at outdoor having coffee outside. But it's like Kathy and Judy used to have the dumbest thing I've done this week. And it's Friday, but I really think that might be the dumbest thing I did this week.
Week's not over.
Yeah,
what
but
kind
I,
of bee? What, just a regular bee or?
Well, it was a stinging bee, Lisa.
I know, but you're lucky it's not a wasp or something big like that.
It might have been one of the hornets. The hornets are coming out now. But it looked like a yellow and black striped bee.
Mm.
Here's the deal. When the temperatures start to drop, I know it's not cool, but it's cooler than it has been. All those bees get really angry, and they start getting very mean.
Yeah.
You have an injury. You can't play pickleball now.
No, I can't. It was a little swollen earlier and a little stiff, but it's pretty much...
Can you play paddle tennis still?
I can play paddle tennis if
pickleball.
I need to, but because my reflexes were just... you know how fast bees fly and just like...
Bees are kind of slow, aren't they?
Well, you got to sneak up on them, Mary. There's a skill to it. So, but anyway, that was what I did today. I caught a bee, and then I opened my hand to see if I caught it, and I watched the bee sting me. I mean, I'm just watching it as it stings me. That's
yeah,
my
well,
whole
maybe
story.
Maybe you'll do better next week, Steve.
Maybe I'll just, yeah, I guess. But, you know, the bee lived. I lived.
Maybe you shouldn't go outside this weekend.
It's a good story.
All right. Hit Mary is open.
Oh, right, Mary.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Okay, what is with? So this is kind of an age thing again. When did we start always saying photo instead of picture? This has been driving me crazy because we took a bunch of pictures this past weekend. I was at a party for our 100-year-old aunt and my 90-year-old mother-in-law, and we were taking a lot of pictures / photos. So what is the difference, I ask? Does anyone know?
No, it's the same thing.
But all younger people, I mean, I don't know, say photo. Take a photo.
It's a phone thing.
But I looked it up. A photo is taken by a camera, a digital camera, or a photocopier. Hence, my phone is taking a picture. Because a picture is anything using a camera or a scanner. So a phone is a camera, isn't it?
Yes.
So
my phone is a camera.
Taking a picture or a photo. So why can't I call it a picture?
Well, people do call it pictures, Mary.
Who's correcting you?
Well, it just seems like everybody's saying, Mom, why do you keep calling them pictures? I'm like, because it's a picture.
Well, that might
it's a
just
photo.
Be, that's a problem you have with your kids.
I guess, but I think it could be other kids, too. Not your kids, I guess. Kevin?
So no.
What's that?
He's not even listening.
I think photo sounds better.
A photo?
Why?
It sounds with phone. My phone photo. Photo phone.
It just sounds better than picture.
I don't know. But I mean, I know a picture has more meaning. Like it can be a drawing or, you know, a photograph or a picture on the wall or something like that, but
you know what?
What?
Bees are so light you can't even tell if they're in your hand.
Somebody said,
I'll take a photo.
Take Steve home. We're concerned about him.
It's like, you know, it's the same thing. Like you hold it because you want to know. You're feeling like a, you know, the buzz in your hand. Did you catch it? I don't know.
So anyway, do you guys think I'm okay saying picture?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm fine. I feel much better.
One of our texters.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, here comes it. Oh, get it, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Got it again.
I wish we had footage or at least a photo of Steve just staring at a bee stinging his hand.
That's the thing.
Just motionless, just staring at this bee repeatedly stinging the inside of his hand.
And did your coffee go flying?
No. I think I reacted very maturely and calmly. I just flicked it away. But, you know, I didn't yell Auntie M and run out of the sidewalk or anything.
What did your friend say to you?
Well, he was like, did you catch that? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, and then I said, I can't believe I did that. And he said, I got to go.
It was great catching up,
yeah,
Steve.
Right.
Got to go.
And when I say catching up.
Yeah, nice.
Well, at least you're not allergic.
No, right.
Mary?
I was watching that.
Yes?
This is what they're saying on the text line. You can draw or paint a picture. Cameras do photos. Another said, you can take a photo. You look at pictures. And another said, Mary, the reason the younger generation calls it a photo is because on the phones they use, it says photo gallery, and they can't figure out the difference.
Oh, criminy.
Also, The younger generation just shortens the word picture, and we just say pic. P-I-C.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, you know, then you're saying picture. Just pic.
Okay. Now you know.
I do feel better. I'm going to call it whatever I want.
As you should. The news is next with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.